chest of drawers.
And what about if it had a mirror on it?
Vanity.
And now, a store where you might go to buy things like that, you'd call that a to things like
furniture.
And what about things that you pull down the windows to keep out the light? People call those
shades.
And these parts that you haven't thought about.
I don't get the connection with that one. Most of them I do.
that's because you see, some people call those. Some people call the same thing that you call shades curtains, as opposed to
drapes.
But they call the what you call or I would call shades. They also they call those curtains also. As a matter of fact, Mr. It's surprising to think that you take for granted other people call it, you know, have completely different ideas. Do you remember something called a wardrobe?
Yes. I've seen. In fact, our first apartment had one.
Oh, that's
it. It was a furnished. No, it wasn't really a furnished apartment, but there was not much closet space, so.
Uh-huh.
The lady that we rented from had one. She used it. In fact, we bought our first bedroom suit with a piece like this, and it was a very modern bedroom suit. White wood with very modern style, which I did not like after I bought it, and did not hesitate to sell it when I left California. I didn't care a thing for it at all. It was large, heavy, and boxy. But it had a bureau. No, it had a... Was that what you called it, a bureau?
Yeah.
Okay. A drawer, a side with a long door,
mm-hmm.
And in this door was room to hang. Not very much, of course, but some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure that the white wood must have been all the thing.
It was.
Yeah.
And I discovered I didn't care for it, of course, rather quickly.
Well, what about the, at the top of the house, the space between the ceiling and the roof of the house, that open space between that people might store things in?
Attic,
yeah.
Of course, I've never really known an attic.
Uh-huh.
Ours are not finished.
What about the kitchen, like when you were growing up in the house? What was it like?
Well, in the house that I was growing up, it was sort of like it might have been an addition, but I don't think it was. It was a long, narrow room, and it had a doorway on each side of the... When you went from the dining area into the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
there was a door on the right going to a little narrow back porch,
mm-hmm.
that ran the full length of the kitchen, and on the left there was a doorway going outside. And I remember the coal pile was going out the doorway to the left.
Oh, that was where the coal.
That's where the coal was.
The coal, yeah. Did they have a thing like a little room or some place to store like canned goods and extra dishes maybe and stuff like that?
You're not referring to a smokehouse, what we call them now.
If maybe, yeah. If wherever they might store extra stuff.
Well, that is, I've never known. In fact, that's what I call it. And my grandmother and mother never did like it because there's one on the back of their house. And they said, that's never been used for a smoke room. But to me, it's what I think of when they used to have the... Of course, in the South, in the really old homes, they had the kitchen beyond the little enclosed back porch, or sometimes it wasn't enclosed, just an open back porch. And then the next room would be the kitchen, probably. And this may have been the original intent. They call them summer kitchens.
It may
have been the original intention of these houses. Actually, the one next door and the one behind it has this. Both of them have a little room out to the back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is what I call the smokehouse.
Smokehouse, yeah.
And my mother objects to it. Because it's her house now. But it is used for storage. In fact, you'd be surprised at the one next door. It has been made